Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I do wonder if Lakers fans are more aggravated that they were in every game. In fact, 70% of the series, they had the lead.
Well, Danny G said he felt happy about the fact that they just put up a fight. But that's what makes it aggravating from me outside looking in. I was like, you had a chance to win every game.
Listen, as a 49ers fan, Danny G, they lost two Super Bowls in the last 5 years to the Chiefs. Both, they were up by double digits in the fourth quarter. I almost feel like I'd rather Mahomes had gone off and beat me by 21.
Covino, when I said that to you last night about putting up a fight, I meant in last night's game, because you could have easily come in. Nobody's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs. So my point was, I'm glad they didn't just mail it in that closeout game. But as far as the rest of the series, it is super frustrating that they had so many leads and just couldn't hang on.
It was a battle at the end of yesterday's game, for sure. If you watched the last 2-3 minutes of that game, it was a nail biter. You're like, oh my goodness, the battle. But the Lakers fell short, man. They couldn't finish this. And I know what you're going to say, Rich. Is it the Nuggets were just the better team? The Nuggets won, or did the Lakers blow it?
Well, there's a few layers here. And we said it yesterday, when you lose to Mahomes in the NFL, do you say, oh, man, we blew it, or did Mahomes just win? I look at it like, if the Lakers do a few adjustments, you lost. I get it. You lost 4-5 to the defending NBA champs. But you're so close. Like, it's almost frustrating that each game you could argue, well, that was the Lakers game and they blew it. Oh, they let it slip away. There's that one game in that series where you're like, oh, man, they just got their ass whooped. It wasn't the case. So it's like, revamp what? You just couldn't.
Dwight Howard went public last night saying, hadn't they disassembled that 2020 team and kept some of those big guys, they would have won 3 rings in a row. That was sort of viral.
Oh, Dwight Howard's the answer? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying Dwight Howard's the answer. He's saying that team that they had would have competed stronger with this team. I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Danny G?
Well, yesterday I brought his name up along with JaVale McGee. I do think they need some more size to throw some guys in there to tire the Joker out. They don't have the size they had when they won in Orlando.
That was a fun team. Green, Kuzma. That was a solid squad.
Yeah, I just get the sense, though, in a close game, maybe we're just, you know, living in the moment because of what they did to the Lakers. But you know, when it's the fourth quarter and Mahomes has the ball, or back in the 90s, Yankees had a slim lead, Enter Sandman hits, and you're like, it's over. You just get the sense that it's just sort of over. When it was back and forth, I did get that feeling that every time the Lakers scored, I was like, oh, yes. The Nuggets scored. It just seemed like, well, they scored. Like, it felt
Alex Caruso wouldn't have missed that layup at the end of the game.
It felt like it came very easy.
It felt like it came very easy to the
Nuggets when they were going basket for basket at the end. Like the Lakers were manufacturing 2 points and passing and moving. Meanwhile, the Nuggets just found ways to quick two.
There was one point in the third quarter where I saw some Lakers tugging on their shorts, kind of hunched over a little bit, breathing hard. That elevation does get to players, you know, that don't obviously play there as their home court. And you think about it, whenever you've gone to like your local gym or just outside on a court and you're playing ball, running up and down the court, I don't think NBA players get enough credit, the ones who play a lot of minutes, for all that running you do. And so when you're doing it in that elevation, man, I could understand why sometimes in the third quarter of those games in Denver, the opposition looks so beat.
Well, Lakers put up a fight. They're donezo. We got to congratulate the Nuggets for moving forward. I mean, yeah. He came up big. Murray came up big. And they beat the Lakers moving forward.
That elevation is no joke.
Nah,
I mean, look at what it's done to the Colorado Rockies, you know, with home runs,
exactly,
batting averages. But I even have a story where I went to Red Rocks to do an event in the radio world. And I had to interview a band backstage. I had to walk up and down the stairs of that venue. And I remember thinking, like, dude, how out of shape am I?
Yeah, that's the same as playing basketball.
No, but I'm saying I was winded walking up and down stairs in Denver at high altitudes at Red Rock. So can you imagine?
Of course, yeah.
The point is,
it's noticeable. It really is. So some fun basketball yesterday. And a common theme on our show, just in life. Remember back in the day, let's take it back on a Tuesday. How would you get your jokes? You would get your jokes when your old dirty uncle would come over and he'd tell you a dirty joke. And you'd debate whether or not you'd pretend to understand it or not in front of your parents. You know what I mean? Like, hey, thanks, Uncle Mario. Thanks for telling me that joke, right? You would just get joke, and then you would share it with your friends at school, or you'd buy a dirty joke book at school. Right,
which is funny to think about, right?
At the little book fair or something like that. Now we get our jokes from memes, for the most part. Because who's telling jokes? Who's telling jokes? Nobody. We get them from memes. Our punchlines are in meme form.
You know what's proof of this?
And a lot of times, so are the headlines that we report.
What's proof of this is on that dumb reality show, The Circle.
Yeah.
They were all asked to tell a joke.
They didn't know any.
And no, everyone's
it's the lost art of telling a joke.
Everyone knew someone.
Anytime your grandpappy or an uncle came over or a cousin came over, they would share some joke with you. And you're like, yeah, it was probably some racist joke back in the day. And you loved it. And you shared it. That's the lost art because we get our humor and our jokes from memes. And like I said, here on this show, you also get your news courtesy of memes. And this meme says, it's a picture of LeBron, KD, and Curry, right? For the first time since 2005, the second round of the playoffs won't have LeBron, KD, or Curry. Now, this meme is true, as far as I know.
No. Where's the punchline?
It's not a joke. I said we get our news in the same way.
News and jokes.
News and jokes in meme form. And you're like, wow, that's pretty wild. First time since 2005? Is this the end of an era?
Well, Charles Barkley, who, you know, famously 2 nights ago said, hindsight's whatever, had another doozy yesterday. Listen to Sir Charles last night after the game.
Between Anthony Edwards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, these young boys are...
Wembanyama.
Well, he's not in that conversation.
He's getting
yet.
There.
Yo, he ain't there. They won 12 games. between those young guys, man, they're not knocking on the door. They're kicking the door down. It's a pleasure to watch.
It's a new generation.
Yeah, you see it in football. We've experienced it the past, you know, 5-6 years with the changing of the guard, like... All the guys we knew for so long playing QB, like, wow, they're all gone. Look at all these new faces.
Just like that. It was like Manning.
Just like this.
Brady, Manning, Breeze, all the faces. Aaron Rodgers still hanging in there. But there was
It's almost like how many generations of QBs have you lived through at this point?
No, you lived through I'd like to say I'm 2 generations of QBs deep.
2 generations.
I look at generation one. If you're roughly 40-ish, right. You lived through Montana,
Young.
Elway, Bernie Kosar, Phil Simms, like that 80s, Jim Plunkett.
Right.
Then you live through the Manning, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, that generation. Am I missing it, or do you feel like they go back to back?
It feels like back to back. It's like the oldies radio stations that we hear that say we play the best of 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
It's like today's 30
it's
years.
The Joe yeah. Burrows of the world and
Mahomes,
and
Lamar
and Lawrence,
Jackson.
All these guys, right? Now, with the NBA, are we starting to see that same sort of thing? It happens, changing of the guard. And you heard Charles Barkley and what he had to say about it. For the first time since 2005, second-round playoffs won't include the biggest names that we've been talking about for the past 10, 15-plus years.
Well, you and
LeBron,
I
joked. KD, and Curry.
You and I joked about how one of them didn't even make it out of the play-in round.
Right.
So, you're right. KD, LeBron, Steph,
so,
out.
Again, that takes away – well, it depends how you look at it. Hey, changing the guard, like we said, that's exciting. Or like, man, it's not the same without these guys. I'm looking at it that way because, to me, they represent the playoffs, right? I want to see KD. I want to see Curry. I want to see LeBron, at least one of them, some of them, if not all of them. But, again, it's evolution, baby. But based on that, what are some other things that come to mind that just weren't the same without them? I'll give you an example. All right?
I have a list.
So I'm not saying the playoffs aren't going to be dope because they've been dope. And I think they'll continue to be dope. And we'll be more familiar with these young players. We'll see what they do in these big moments on these big stages, especially without these old dudes.
You know what? You're seeing this now outside
but it won't be
the NBA.
Same.
Outside the NBA, you're seeing this a lot with star pitchers in Major League Baseball. The ones that remain are the tail end of a generation, whether it be Kershaw hanging in there, Verlander, Scherzer. There's a few guys hanging on, still trying to dominate at the end of their career. But once they're out, Gerrit Cole's like the only guy that's been around for a minute.
And that doesn't mean it's not good. It just isn't the same, okay? So based on that, I'll give you an example, and then we'll chop it up. And we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio. I remember in the early 2000s, 2000-teens maybe, Rich, we'd come back Monday, do our radio show on Sirius XM. We'd be all pumped about Homeland and how great it was. Bro, did you watch Homeland, dude?
Yeah, it was good.
Homeland for a few seasons was like, yo.
One season.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was some trinkle and trickle of the character. Oh. You're like, yo, man, this show is good. Once Damian Lewis was not on that show anymore, I got to tell you, I stopped tuning in because it wasn't the same. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm not saying people didn't care. I'm saying I didn't care the same way. I did not. I didn't realize that the reason I was tuning in and glued and intrigued was Damian Lewis. But once he was not on it, I'm like, I don't care as much.
One show that was never the same for me was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air once they changed Aunt Viv.
No, for real?
Yeah,
no.
Man. I'm like, that is not Aunt Viv. I could never get
you
it.
You couldn't get past
I
that?
I couldn't get past it. I mean, you know, I still loved the show, but it bothered me the whole time.
So the question is here. The question is, not the same without him. What's your example? Now, you did bring up Homeland.
Yeah.
Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin, they did like 100 episodes of that show. Damian Lewis, I thought it was one. I think it was two seasons. But
and then, like I said, there was a resurgence or something of the character. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking of Billions that he was on. But Damian Lewis, I'm not saying I'm some huge fan, but the character and the dynamic he brought to that show is what had me tuning in. When he wasn't on, I just didn't care as much.
Not the same.
It wasn't the same.
It's not the same with Adam.
What are some other examples? It could be anything.
I brought up one yesterday off the air with you guys. We were joking about, for some reason, Spot brought up Police Academy. And I said, I stopped watching when Gutenberg was out. When Gutenberg left Police Academy, there were like six others. And it's like Jaws without Roy Scheider.
Ooh.
In the after Jaws 2, smile, you son of a.
Are you kidding me?
When I was a kid, I saw
Jaws 3 in 3D, and I remember being so pumped about it because I got to wear those cool 3D glasses. I remember falling asleep. That movie was so bad.
Jaws 3 was awful, and Jaws 4, The Revenge, get out of here. Jaws 1 and 2.
Some things are just synonymous with that thing, just like LeBron, KD, and Curry are synonymous with the playoffs, man. You want one of those dudes involved somehow, and they're not.
Yeah.
It's not the same
not the
without
same.
Him.
This is like The Office when Steve Carell was no
yes.
longer on it.
I love.
It,
I was just about to bring that up.
No!
Had the button ready.
Love so, Will Ferrell, but you're right.
There maybe is an adjustment, too, right? Like, maybe it's just an adjustment. You get used to it, but it's just not the same. What else comes to mind? 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich on social media if you can't call in, if you're at the office or something. 877-99 on Fox. What are some other examples? I think that Gutenberg one is dead on. Or as the kiddies say, dead ass.
You know, I thought the other one I said.
I didn't watch any
was,
of those.
Was, well, listen, Gutenberg was Police Academy.
Right. I agree.
I really like Police Academy 5, though.
Get
really
out of here.
What is that? Assignment Miami Beach?
Remember where Lassard got kidnapped and they had to find him? It was the nephew.
You know why? I didn't watch without Gutenberg.
Yeah, the Goots. No Goots.
Six was
no
horrible.
Watch.
Yeah, I'm serious.
So, all right. Police
For
Academy.
Me, it's not even Police Academy.
Citizens on Patrol.
Yep. I stopped.
Oh,
I
that
guess
was
at four,
right? Yeah. Citizens on Patrol. Homeland, Police Academy. You guys said Steve Carell in The Office. I have one that this sort of goes along with, even though it's a TV show, it goes along with generations, right?
Like, yeah.
All right, for instance, you know how you could argue the NBA was bigger and better than ever in the late 80s, early 90s? MJ, Bird, Magic. I'm talking like Dream Team, Karl Malone, Barkley. And then before the next generation of stars, there was a little down period where unless you were down with Kobe or Shaq, like Allen Iverson, like there was a little down period, right? We could agree? I think that about American Idol. If you watch that show, Paula.
Oh, without Dunkelman, you just stop watching.
Joe, without that guy? No, but everyone loves Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy Jackson.
Once they voted off Bo Bice, I was done.
No, but those three judges were synonymous with that show. Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy.
Yo,
they're a little pitchy, dog. Then they had like Steven Tyler, J-Lo, all these random people. Then they finally got their next generation, which works. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
So it came back.
It came back, but it wasn't the same for a while.
An adjustment period,
you had to
right?
find the new stars.
Right. So that's what we're going through now without the big stars in the playoffs. And that doesn't mean the playoffs lack star power. It's just not the same. It's not the ones we're used to.
It's not
the big names.
And you're about to have no Giannis possibly.
Right.
Entering the next round also because he's hurt. But so no Steph, no KD, no LeBron for the first time since 2005. We're talking almost 20 years.
Dude,
19 years?
That's a long run.
19 years without three of the biggest names in the NBA not in the postseason the first round.
I have some other sport examples. Maybe a team got rid of your favorite player and they were able to see him for you. I don't know. Give me – maybe it's a show. Maybe it's a restaurant.
I got one. I mean, because he was a lunatic, he sort of did it to himself, but they tried to revamp it. They tried to make it good. I'm not a hater of Ashton Kutcher, but 2.5 Men minus Charlie Sheen was like, is it really
they
2.5 Men?
Yeah,
they tried. The worst attempt. I don't know how the show's still on the air. The Conners without Roseanne? Roseanne gets canceled, and they're like, yeah, just keep it with the ancillary characters.
Dude, that's a great example, and I'm sure the show was good, right? Because it's on for a reason.
I will never watch without Roseanne.
But when she came back to reboot that show, I'm like, you know what? I was never that big into Roseanne, but I'm tuning in. The second she wasn't involved anymore,
What did she do wrong again? I don't remember.
She did some racial insensitivity.
Extra political or something.
Gotcha.
I don't remember.
Said something that...
I know she's had a couple of rounds of being controversial.
She's extremely outspoken.
As Seinfeld would say, comedy, you know, the extreme left has ruined it.
Seinfeld has said that just recently.
Just yesterday.
I'll give you one, and you guys could think about your own examples. Light them up. Light them up. Like Scott Farrell used to say, shake it up. Light it up. Light up the phones at 877-99 on Fox. You could say, one could say, that when the Mike Tyson era ended, you tuned out of boxing for a long time.
Yeah,
maybe you're tuning back now. But everybody was glued to that Chavez-Tyson era, right? And once the Klitschkos ran the heavyweight division for all those years, they were unbeatable. It was a little boring. You stopped tuning in because it does matter what's happening in the heavyweight division. That builds the excitement for the rest of the divisions. So once Fury got into the mix and all these other names got into the mix again, you're like, oh, yeah, these guys are kind of cool. And then he got into these 140-pounders. But once that Tyson era ended, he was like the main character. A lot of people tuned out.
I was like, well, phones aren't that hot. And then I realized we didn't have them on. Every single line is lit. So let's get to it.
Light them up.
We'll take all your feedback at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. All your phone calls next. It's less of a question, more of a phrase. Just wasn't the same. Sports, TV, music. Hey, what about David Lee Roth?
Well, you know what's funny about that? Van Halen had more commercial success.
With him, right?
With Hagar. Commercial success.
Oh, with him? Really? Okay.
But to me, the best they ever were was with David Lee Roth. Right, so that's like a matter of taste and opinion.
It wasn't
just as – it's like that's like split down the middle as far as opinion-based.
Wasn't quite the same.
For me, it wasn't the same. So for me, Rich, personally, I never liked Van Halen the same way after David Lee Roth. Okay, I don't hate Van Hagar.
But you like Van Halen better.
I just like Van Halen better.
With David Lee Roth.
They ain't talking about love. Hagar was.
Well, hey, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studio. And here's the thought. As Charles Barkley pointed out, it's a changing of the guard. All these young stars, first time in 19 years, almost 20 years, that the second round of the playoffs does not feature KD, Steph, or LeBron. So we're posing the thought. It's just not the same without. It could be a TV show, a band, a sport, anything.
Like I said, think about that restaurant you stop going to, right? Everybody has this local spot or their favorite spot. It may be that they fire the hostess that you loved. It may be that they fired a waiter that was the best or a chef that cooked the special to perfection.
You know,
there was a reason. Yeah, management shift. Like, it's never been the same. We're asking you, it was a TV show, a team.
Yeah.
Could have been anything because the playoffs are going to be good.
Playoffs?
But they're not going to be the same without those names.
Well, yeah. I mean, who are you going to put on the billboard when Steph, LeBron, and KD are hanging in Cabo drinking Mai Tais?
Cancun, I thought.
I'm sorry, Cancun.
All the jokes say Cancun. So, anyway, we're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Before we go to your phone calls, let me give you one more example, okay?
Okay. We already said Homeland. We already said Police Academy without Gutenberg. We said Steve Carell when he wasn't on The Office. Was it really The Office? And 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen?
Yeah. Not the same. Now, this isn't my answer, but if you ask my girlfriend, there was a pivotal point as to when she stopped watching The Walking Dead.
Dude.
But I don't agree that he was the reason, but it was the point. This was the point in time where everything hit you like, this is getting repetitive, and I think that went too far, and I don't like it anymore. Because we were all about it. And for my girlfriend, she says, when they killed off Coral, and I'm sorry to spoil it for everybody.
Coral!
But when Coral was no longer a part of the show, even though I didn't care about his character all that much, it just wasn't the same after that for a lot of people. People started tuning out. And that was a show that everybody loved at one point.
Our buddy Sean Weller, who's listening out here on the iHeart app.
What up, Sean?
In Los Angeles, one of my softball buds, said, good point on The Walking Dead, Covino, but he hung along a little longer like I did.
Right.
When Rick was off the show.
Well, he was the star.
He's the face. When
he's
they were like,
the face.
And
so
they're
I
like,
get
oh,
that.
We'll do a spinoff with him and Michonne down the line. No, and when Rick left, I was like, oh, I'll sort of keep an eye on it.
When
but
he's done, it's done. And that's kind of how you feel without no LeBron, no KD, and no Curry.
All right, let's go rapid fire to you guys. Just not the same, like we said, movies, TV, sports. Let's go to Matt in SoCal. You're on, buddy.
Yo, Covino and Rich again. Natural content backed by sincere BS.
I like it. What's up, man?
And real quick, I love the interaction with you guys, the fact that you let, like, Danny G in, the Killer Bees, Bolaños, and Byron. You know, despite some other shows who talk over them and interrupt them, you allow them to get in and be included on the show, which I think elevates the show.
Hey, Matt, it wouldn't be the same without him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love it. And, of course, including us callers, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the antithesis route, and excuse me for being positive, but 90210, out goes Brenda Walsh, in comes Valerie Malone and Claire Arnold. Those two right there elevated for me, despite the deterioration of Tori Spelling. That elevated it.
Rich has an example of it. I've worked with Rich long enough to know his examples.
I write it down because I know what you're going to say. He's going to say that I loved Married with Children.
Yep.
With Jefferson. Right. I thought Jefferson was better than Steve. So there are examples where it gets better.
And that could be the case here in the playoffs. We don't know yet.
You know, it could be.
We don't know.
Trip.
It could be next level. Like, yo, look at these dudes. They're on fire.
Yeah, look at the Timberwolves.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Let's go to Trip in Vegas. Trip, it's just not the same first playoffs without LeBron, Steph, or KD. What's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Great as always.
Thank you, man.
I got one you're going to agree with, going a little older here. Dukes of Hazzard contract dispute. They brought in Coy and Vance.
Vance and Coy. Yeah, we remember that. Yeah.
It's funny.
Weak
Coy
as hell.
And Vance. Oh,
that just made me think of one. Remember Chips when they got rid of Poncherello's partner and it was some random blonde guy instead of Officer Baker?
It's kind of how they got rid of Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason.
Oh, yeah. CBS said, we don't like
time for blonde guys.
CBS decided, blonde dudes out.
Which is, you know, obviously Matt Ryan in.
You know, I don't want to go too old school from my childhood, but when Three's Company started switching around the blonde women, like, yeah, we're going to take away Chrissy and bring in, like, Terry or something. I'm like,
it's Terry was horrible.
Jennifer in Michigan, you're on with Kavino and Rich. What's up, Jen?
Hello, guys. It wasn't the same after Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired from NASCAR. And I realized that I shouldn't be watching it because it's all going around in circles. With headaches, not good.
Let me tell you.
You know, when your favorite player on a team leaves, too, it takes a minute, like, who am I invested in now?
Yeah,
like, who's
I'll
my
tell you
guy?
What,
there so was I know how you feel.
I'm not an AL baseball guy. I'm a National League Mets fan, but within a couple years when Jeter and Big Poppy both call the quits, there was a part of me that's like, well, that's sort of baseball.
Right, right. Like, who's the next guy?
Yeah, exactly. Chris in Virginia. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. My issue was Supercross. I really lost interest in Supercross when Jeremy McGrath stopped racing in the early 2000s, and I've really not been able to tune back in since.
You know, this would be a question for Dan Beyer, but I'd imagine Tiger Woods brought a lot of eyes to golf, and they're really hoping that stars continue to emerge in golf, right?
Yes, but you have to realize just on how impactful Tiger Woods is. Like, it is, it changed a complete sport, considering not just of how great he was. I always get real sensitive when it comes to Tiger Woods because it makes it sound like there's just this another way to find. Not like you talk about generational players, but you talk about the history of race in the sport and what he did at such a young age, and not only the greatness. I think it's impossible. And so when I hear people say like, "Oh, golf hasn't recovered from Tiger, you know, Woods not being there," well, who the heck can? Like, I mean, like it changed absolutely everything. Where I think if you look at other sports, there are transitional moments and periods and passing of the torch, but Tiger was just such a one of one because of everything involved around him that I'd be careful with.
And it's an individual sport,
and you know what
too. It's like, you know, yeah, Tom Brady moved on and he was the GOAT of the game, but we moved on just fine.
Sure.
Well, Tiger Woods leaves the game. It's a bigger impact.
There's individual players in individual sports that left their mark. If they were like, quote-unquote rock stars like Mike Tyson in boxing. In the 90s, Andre Agassi had people that didn't care about tennis
tuning in,
being like, yo, he's cool. Like, you get those guys. Yeah. I'm not saying Agassi is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, monumental. But there are guys that brought, and women that brought eyes in.
Serena.
What Caitlin Clark did to
Serena,
to
I think it's like, you talk about a gap of tennis. And not like we're all huge tennis fans here, but maybe we'll follow. But how many of us would watch if Serena was playing?
Right.
And how much have we paid attention since she hasn't been? And it's zilch.
That's why when everyone's like, ooh, Coco Gauff. You're like, oh, could it be the next, you know, the next must-see person?
How about radio shows? Have you bailed on one or it just wasn't the same? when so-and-so left the show.
Because
people
what,
are very passionate about their radio, clearly.
Our other gig, you know, Covino and I for years and still do some stuff at SiriusXM. I thought when Artie left Howard, there was something that just was never the same. Not better, not worse. I just, to me, I like Artie Lang. I thought he added so much. I'm like,
Artie's from my hometown.
Yeah.
Always like a familiarity, like the humor was there. I'm with you on that. It was never the same.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. And did you ever play that over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA.
Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Track your picks and play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. That's all there is to it. And for the first time, Pick 6 players, check this out. New customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. New customers play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and summer's finally here. That means more days spent outside at the park or the beach or in the pool. Make sure you're taking extra care of your hair this summer, since sun, salt, and SPF can affect your hair health. Now is the perfect time to start taking Nutrafol.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. With over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Thinning hair is different for men and women, so a one-size-fits-all approach does not cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored for your hair. Get results you could run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. I know Jim Nance is part of our weekly life in the NFL. Still calls the Masters, but not hearing Jim Nance during the Final Four. Was that weird? not hearing him cue up one shining moment and not doing his.
And again, it's generational, you know, Rich, right? Because if you're a younger kid, it didn't matter that much to you.
I think it's
generational.
When he decides to call today, I'm sure he still has, what, a year or so left. But when Al Michaels decides to stop calling football, that's going to be weird, right? Like, it's not the same.
For a long time, it was strange not having John Madden's voice.
Dude, I'm talking to a Dodgers fan. Hearing games without Vin Scully, rest in peace?
Man, you're not kidding.
I mean, that was a staple in your ear holes for what, your whole life?
It's the soundtrack to our summer in Southern California.
So
you're an ear hole.
You're an ear. That's what I've always said about you. Tim in Virginia, we'll go rapid fire here. Not the same. Just the playoff of everyone today talking about, is the NBA going in a good direction because there's a changing of the guard? What's up?
Yo.
Tim.
Yeah, I would have to say Black Sabbath without Ozzy.
Yeah, no, of course. To me, you know, he was Black Sabbath. And by the way, I play all of that and more every Saturday and Sunday on Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM 38. You can wake up with me.
I was gonna say, let me write that down to know what not to listen
Why,
to.
Why, man? All right, I play all the good stuff.
Art in Florida. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. This will throw you for a loop. The Sopranos were never the same after Tony killed Ralph Cifaretto. So Ralph Cifaretto stood up to Johnny Sachs. He stood up to Tony. Remember, he told Paulie, I can be on time tomorrow. You'll be stupid forever. The Sopranos weren't the same after Cifaretto got killed by...
Our buddy Spot is 100% Italian. He agrees with you. I got to see who Cifaretto is because I haven't watched the show since
Joey
the
Pants.
Joey Pants.
Cabagool.
Nothing's the same without Joey Pants. La Bamba, Goonies, you take him out, it's not the same.
Not the same. All right, let's go to...
What are the Fratelli brothers without Joey Pants?
Was that Art right there?
Cabagool.
So let's go to Brad in Texas.
Cabagool.
B-Rad, what's up, man?
Oh, wow.
Hey, what's going on? I got three for you real quick.
Yeah.
The Silence of the Lambs movies after Jodie Foster. That's my movie.
Yeah, I never even watched them.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They were all good, but, you know.
Really?
All right. College football after Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah. No, I was saying announcers are a good answer to these questions. And let's go to the Fats in Wisconsin. Yo.
How about Kenny Shack, too? Roddy Dangerfield, he read the script, and he's like, this is garbage. He was not in Caddyshack 2, and Caddyshack, man. That's okay. The greatest sports movie of all
time. Yeah, when it comes to sequels, without those main people, you're like, yeah, no.
By the way, does every state have their own Fats? Like, there's a Minnesota Fats?
Yeah, that's the Wisconsin Fats. Wisconsin Fats, yeah. Especially in the north. What I was going to say was, he said sequels. Major League 2. No Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes? Was it not the same?
I never bought into that.
That's a good one. That's good.
Right. So, hey, your feedback at Covino and Rich. We're going to move on. We'll talk some NFL, some more NBA playoffs.
And
we'll
got Whack Diesel trivia.
Yeah, that's coming up this hour. Hang tight.
Again, congrats to the Celtics, the Thunder, the Nuggets for their win last night. Some big games tonight. We'll tell you all about it. Now, we got a lot of people on the phones, man. I know I said light them up.
But, I mean, geez.
But we got to move on. So
you opened up a big old can of worms.
Is there any that you want us to take now, Danny G, as the super producer? Otherwise, I'm going to say, please hit us up at Covino and Rich on X and Instagram.
Honestly, I was only able to get names and cities because there has been about 100 calls since you started the topic.
Want to take it back on a Tuesday with a little crossfire rapid action?
Crossfire!
We get caught up in the... Crossfire. That means bang, 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 in and out.
Yeah.
Let's just do this.
I say your name. You give me your answer. We move on. Let's see if you guys could learn quickly.
Let's do some crossfire.
John in San Diego. What's up, John?
What's up, fellas? Dan Patrick, ESPN, out.
I think Rich will agree with you on that one.
You know what? I agree with that. When Dan Patrick and some of those classics were out at ESPN SportsCenter, I love Gary Streisky, who's a young dude that works at ESPN. Other than him, no one tickles my ding-a-ling. Biff in Boston.
What up, Biff?
What's up? Cal Ripken voted to the All-Star game after he retired.
Ooh.
That's not true.
Was that...
Because A-Rod, remember, he played that. What are you talking about? That's not true at all.
Put him back.
What does he mean? Hey, what do you
Biff,
mean by that?
Explain yourself. Oh,
he's out. Michael in Virginia.
Two of them. Alistair Beck,
not Jeopardy no more, and Bob Barker, not Price is Right.
Dude, great examples.
Those
Michael,
are great
Mike,
ones.
I just want to high-five you all the way in Virginia, because you know what? Drew Carey's great, but no Bob Barker? Not the same. And you know what? We're seeing one right now. Pat Sajak, retired. I believe Seacrest takes over this week.
Ooh.
So we're going to see only no more Trebek,
I hope
no more
Seacrest
Bob Barker.
Feathers his hair like Pat Sajak just to make the transition easier. I want him to have that parted down the middle 80s haircut.
Rich, I wanted to back up too on SportsCenter. Stuart Scott.
Yeah, the late great.
I miss watching him.
Yeah, the late great Stuart Scott and Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann. That was when I was like in high school and college, and that was before social media when you could just check a score. You waited to watch, and you loved their little gimmicks and catchphrases. That was when SportsCenter was at its prime.
Speaking of gimmicks, was there a wrestling guy for you, Rich, where, you know what, after that, just wasn't the same?
I'll tell you what.
There was an era where you stopped.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Ever.
Call me a lame-o, but maybe I was just a big Hulkamaniac. But when Hulk Hogan left WWF and they were like, yeah, it's all about Bret the Hitman Hart. I'm like, the guy from Hart Foundation? I'm out. I discovered women and like I'm going to college now.
I was more of a
now.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart kind of guy anyway.
You know, and then I had a couple buddies that were like NWO and you know, had those shirts in college and stuff.
Right, we're breaking up the crossfire.
Brett, Florida.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, what's up, guys? I actually was just calling to say, what about like an entire league? Like, how you guys feel about the AAF, the original UFL partners, the USFL and the XFL?
Yeah, you know, Herschel Walker, Steve Young, some of those guys moved along to the NFL, right? And then that,
of course,
yeah, that was
Doug
sort of
Flutie,
it.
I miss the tropics in the ABA,
but I don't miss any of that. let's be honest. Do you miss any of that?
I don't. No, nothing you're saying I miss.
Thanks for the phone call, though.
Joe in Kentucky. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Wrap it up.
I say Bo and Duke Luke with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Wait a second, Bo and Duke Luke.
Bo and Luke, Duke Luke.
Them.
No, but you're right though.
Thank you, buddy.
Someone already said that, which means it's time to move on.
Time to go.
But you know what though? If you were a kid that liked Dukes of Hazzard, we said it last hour, but that one season when they're like, where's Bo and Luke Duke? And it was Coy and Vance.
Yeah, lame. That's weak.
What?
So weak.
What?
Now, Rich, there's this guy that Rich talks about, and I know he's popular. I'm just not into him. Noah Kahan.
What are you talking about? You don't know him.
I don't know.
Yo, Iowa Sam, can you cue up?
I know of him.
Cue up Stick Season. Cue up the song with Post Malone.
I know he's very popular.
He's got one song I like that's with Casey Musgraves.
I know he's popular. My girlfriend's sister is into this dude. And when I was visiting recently, she was playing him. I'm like, who's that? Noah Kahan. Oh, he's a big star. So I've had conversations about this dude. I recognize the stuff. I'm just saying I don't know that much about him. I'm not that into him, but I know he's a big deal.
For the average Jack and Ninny like you, he has a song with Post Malone called Dial Drunk, which is a top hit. He has a song on his own called Stick Season, and he has a country crossover with Casey Musgrave. So he's got like three big songs, and we bring him up because he throws out the first pitch. My wife sent me this because she's a fan of him,
too. But you
know
what? He throws the first pitch exactly the way I imagined he'd throw the
first
pitch.
You know what? I'm not going to lie.
That's why I don't like his music.
I'm not going to lie. You think these rock guys?
This guy oozes weenus.
Why? Because he's like a pop rock singer-songwriter?
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make a point. There's a reason I don't like his music. Something weenie about it. And he throws like a weenie. Sorry.
You think Serge Tankian from System of a Down is throwing breaking balls?
Respectfully. I say that respectfully.
You think these guys in these hard rock bands you like, you think they're all the jock
athletes?
No, but
at least they bring something hard. At least they bring hard music. His music's not for me. I've heard it. It's very like, clowns never laughed before. Beanstalks never grew.
I would say, do you have an old iPod? Hit me up with some Noah Kahan. He's scrolling through on the dial. Stick Season is a big song. People will be like, oh, yeah, I know.
I'd rather listen to Shaka Khan than Noah Khan.
You'd rather watch Shaka old school Khan. Wrestler Killer Khan.
I'd rather watch The Wrath of Khan with Ricardo Montalban. I'm sorry, was I lying? Did this guy sing Lemmy Winks on South Park? I can turn it off. I was saying he's making my point, I guess.
That's one of his weenie songs.
Yeah, well, guess what? He throws exactly how the song sounds.
Well, he threw the first pitch, and he did not make it to home plate. And he puts the glove over his face, and it's humiliating. And follow me here. We're not going to go over worst first pitches. This is not a Baba Booey 50 Cent conversation.
Fa-fa-fooey.
We were just talking before the show about I coach girls 6 and under. Within a year, half the girls on my team know how to throw a baseball or softball correctly. How were these people raised? When you see someone that can't throw a first pitch respectably,
I don't get it.
Who is your dad? Who is your mom? Who raised you?
Raised by wolves.
If I hit like Danny G, when I first met you.
By the way, hold on. Take parents out of this.
No, I'm not.
Because I grew up with a lot of kids who had terrible parents, or maybe their parents weren't even around. But they grew up playing outside, and they knew how to throw. Maybe they learned from throwing rocks at windows, but they knew how to throw.
I need an answer, because when I first met Danny G, one of the first, besides his buttery voice and knowing that he's a good radio guy, when he's like, yo, man, and he threw me a tight spiral in the hallway, I'm like, yo, this guy knows how to throw a football. I'm fascinated by the random guy or lady.
Danny G's spiral is tighter than your sweatpants.
But why are you looking?
Wow.
Sweatpants season. Stop peeking.
Wow.
I'm fascinated because I wonder, and I want to know, I need an answer, and I'm not moving on until I get one. What were these people doing when they were younger? When you were playing tackle football, wiffle ball, kill the man with the ball, home run derby, 21, yeah. Horse. When you were playing.
Smear the blank.
Yeah, when you were playing all those childhood games as a kid.
Once we can't say the name of anyone.
What were they doing? Doing that they can't throw out a first pitch.
Obsessed with the ukulele, whatever that dude's playing.
Yeah, but I liked music. I was in band.
Same. I played trumpet. I played drums. I still play guitar. You should have seen me on the recorder back in the day.
Dude, you should have saw me. I was like Kenny G. I played the saxophone.
I bet you did.
We had so many different interests as kids. And one thing I noticed with me and my wife's kids right now, they're like one or two things, and they obsess on it. And I see that a lot with this generation.
And you know what? Didn't
we obsess with Nintendo and everything else?
We did, but we spent just as much time outside.
Danny's onto something, Covino, because you're seeing it, and in baseball, it's prominent where if a kid's good at baseball, they'll be like, give up other sports.
Yes.
If you're a pitcher, stop hitting even.
Yeah.
Like,
so you're getting a less well-rounded person.
You're getting specialized kids where it's like, yo, Johnny's a dominant lacrosse player, but he can't throw a baseball. You know, little Dominic could play the guitar like he's John Mayer or Slash, but he can't throw
maybe
a baseball.
That's generational, and you have to weigh out, well, what's better, right? Because all of us were good at things, but not great at anything. This guy's a great singer-songwriter, and then you see great basketball players that can't throw a baseball.
Yeah, and you actually saw this in some of the produced packages during the NFL draft. There were a couple of guys who got picked who also could play basketball. They're like, and they were good at basketball.
Well, you see Puka Nacua playing hoops? Puka Nacua.
He can hoop.
Not only could that guy catch for 1,000-plus yards.
Yeah.
He's got a shot, and I do wonder.
He got some handle, too.
And I get it. You're going to be like, well, Rich, the obvious answer is kids that weren't into sports who may have been, like, the nerdy kid, if they're into, like, arts and that type of stuff, they didn't care about sports. But I just feel like my daughter, who is 6, and I only bring this up because I've had limited experience coaching little kids. I'm in year 2 of being a softball dad.
Throwing, to me, seems to be, like, such a basic skill. Like, it's like, you never like, skipped the rock.
Danny, within like within 4 months, the little girls that stepped at the wrong foot and everything, I corrected it within 3 to 4 months where every girl on my team at least could pick up a ball.
And Rich is talking 6-year-old.
I'm talking 6-year-old girls. If I could teach 6-year-old girls how to throw a softball in 4 months,
well,
how
you
do grown men not know how to throw out a freaking first pitch?
Why don't you hit him up?
And our 13-year-old daughter, she does not like, I try to get her into softball. She just won't play. She does jiu-jitsu. She loves it. But I still took her outside and still took her to the park and taught her how to throw the ball.
Right. All right. So the lesson is here. If you're a parent and your kids love sports, hate sports, if they're in the music, theater, listen, I was the kid that was going from the sports field to the auditorium because I was in the school plays.
Rich, when he played baseball, he didn't wear his baseball uniform. He wore his little marching band hat.
I did it all. And I was proud of it. I'll tell you what. I feel like...
the first Bo Jackson of arts.
Let me tell you.
He was the Grand Marshal of the lame parade.
Nothing bothered... I certainly was. But when someone told me, choose the school play or sports, I'm like, how about no?
You know that kid from Ohio State that goes all the way backwards. You ever see that kid, the marching band
guy? He
tilts
backwards.
He tells it. Yeah. Rich used to do that in his hometown.
I taught him that.
Yeah.
No, so my point is, if you're a parent, whatever your kid's into, arts, music, sports, nurture it. Encourage
of
your
course.
Kids.
That's an obvious. That's a given.
But your kid should know a little of everything. Teach your kid
or
music.
How about this?
Teach your kid sports. No,
you're
going
to throw a pitch in front of 55,000 people. I mean, I'm stating the obvious. Like, you don't practice a little bit, and I'm sure he did. But, again, it happens. But some people roll with it. This guy was mortified. I'm glad that he cared, at least, because he did say he wishes he could do that
again.
Over, right? So, Noah Kahan. Hey, it doesn't matter. He's great at singing and writing songs, and people love him. He has his audience.
It does pose
the question.
The guy's got the billions of downloads and hits with Casey Musgraves, Post Malone, and on his own. He's doing just fine.
If you could figure out, you know, how to do that, you can't figure out how to pitch.
I think that's part of my confusion, because how could you be so good at something,
right,
and not be reasonably decent at something else? This guy could make platinum songs, how could he not do that? All right, we got breaking news. Dan Beyer, what's going on?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Guys, last time it was the NBA. This time it's Major League Baseball. Angels outfielder Mike Trout is going to be out indefinitely as he is going to need surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his knee. Trout's hit 10 home runs on the season right now for the Halos, who are currently 11-18 and 5 games back of first place, losers of 8 of their last 10. And it gets a lot worse. Mike Trout out indefinitely with a torn meniscus in his knee that will require surgery, according to GM Perry Manassian.
That sucks.
Man, when one of the faces of any sport goes down, meniscus, huh?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a surgeon. I don't know if you know that, Dan Beyer. I'm not a surgeon. But
what?
Meniscus.
Hold on a sec.
Isn't meniscus at least something like
have an MD though, a massive dome.
I feel like my dad tore his meniscus playing tennis and like was walking around again.
I'm not a doctor either. This is my understanding. You could come back a lot sooner if you just remove it, but your career will not be as long if you repair it. You will likely have a longer time in the immediate future, but you could prolong your career. Hmm. That was always it's a basketball injury. I don't want to say it's a common one, but we've seen it a lot in the NBA. That's just the question. And that's why it's not said here, but that there's no timetable for how long, but that it would require surgery. It's just, what do you do with that surgery?
Well, again, for the average fella, if you tear a meniscus, it's like a quality of life thing. It's like, well, can you deal with the pain? Well, if not, get a surgery. Otherwise, you deal with it. Guys like him, they have to make that decision right then and there.
Google would never lie to me, but the initial answer I'm getting is most meniscus repairs require 2 to 4 weeks on crutches and then a knee brace for the first 6 weeks. So we're looking at...
What does Jeeves say? Why don't you ask Jeeves?
After the surgery, it says 8 weeks and then months of physical therapy.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
All-star break doesn't even seem... Well, hey, wishing Mike Trout the best. That's a bummer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All right. You know, back to wrap up this conversation about first pitches and my fascination with just not understanding how grown men and or women just...
Based on your recent experience with 6-year-old little girls who you taught how to throw.
Yeah.
That's where the frustration comes even further.
Yeah, when you could teach a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old in a couple months to mechanically throw a ball the right way, how does a grown man throw out a bad first pitch? I don't get it. Steve in PA, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
I can tell you that by experience, I was at the basketball court with my granddaughters, and I played a lot of basketball when I was young. Good 3-point shooter. I'm there with jeans on and go and take the first shot and don't even get close to the rim. You know, and I'm a good athlete. I mean, right. I actively surf in Hawaii, but I haven't shot a basketball in 5 years.
And you know what? Maybe it's the moment and the surroundings, but I'm saying sometimes I just see their mechanics and I'm like, they had no chance. Because I'll give you this. I'll say something embarrassing. When I was in college, they called my seat. Like,
if you're in section 109, seat 15. I'm like,
that's me. I got to shoot three-pointers at the Carrier Dome up in Syracuse, and it was like, each one I got in, I won $100. I got a couple, but I'll be honest with you.
I had never shot
a three-point shot with a glass backboard with a crowd tens of thousands of people.
Whoa.
So my first one, I airballed. I was not used to the glass perception of people. And so I get it.
There
but,
are
ooh.
Nerves involved for sure.
But
that's
still,
not the point.
You still
though.
Can tell who can throw a ball.
Right.
And who can't.
Yeah, that's not true. A point.
Like
that's
50
true.
Cent, it wasn't nerves.
Some people they just, I don't know. Yeah.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's the guy we were talking about a little while ago.
Can't throw out a first pitch, but he's got some good songs. I like the one with Post Malone, Dial Drunk. That's
hey, he's making
one.
Hits, right? I wish I could do that, and I can't. So props to him either way. Just our observation. How can he be so great, whether it be at another sport or an instrument, but you can't throw a baseball?
Come on.
It's just befuddling to us. That's all.
Baseball.
Baseball. But again, he's great at something. We're all kind of good, barely, at other things.
Yeah. Shaq Diesel trivia. Let's go.
Let's Shaq. Go.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
Yeah, security walking him into the main studio.
Hey, Shaq.
Big Shaq Fu, you're the only one I've seen who's had to duck his head to get in that doorway there.
Yo, what's up? Hey, what's up, Dan G? Hey, what's going on, guys? Here, Fox Sports Radio. Shaq Diesel.
How you liking the playoffs so far?
I'm loving the playoffs. Changed up the guard. You know, old heads out, new heads in. I'm excited about it. But I'd be banging if I played 40 points a game.
No. Did you play today, Shaq? You think you could handle the Joker or what?
I do first pitch. I could dance. I could sing.
You could do it all.
Yeah.
I could dance with the Jabberwockies. I do everything.
All right. Let's meet the contestants. 22-time winner, Rich Davis.
Yeah.
16-time champion, Dan Beyer, to my right.
Oh, what up, man?
And 9-time winner now, Spotty Boy.
I think we're going to go for 3 in a row.
Wow. Would be quite an accomplishment.
You guys are slacking.
All right. Beyer, I'm going to use you for this. We're looking for our studio line contestant to win a CNR Swiggy, hopefully. Would you love to travel to Tehachapi, California? Beautiful homes on the cliffs there.
Where'd you call me?
Idaho, Montana, or Texas?
Texas.
Texas.
Let's go to Texas.
All right, yeah. That's Jerome. Jerome, what part of Texas are you in?
No.
Yeah, Jay, you got us?
Yeah, I got you.
What part of Texas?
I'm on the road right now. I'm a truck driver, so I'm in Arkansas right now.
Cool. What are you hauling?
A trailer.
Can you blow your horn? Can you pull the honk? Can you do the honk honk?
Honk honk. All right, so hey, Drove, you're in. Yes. Let's do this.
Honk honk.
Here are the rules.
Honk honk.
Here's the rules for Shaq
ding,
Diesel
ding.
Trivia.
The
first contestant with two.
Just
scared the crap out of somebody in front of him. All right, the first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. Two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah. Shaq, was that a horn or your stomach?
No, belly.
Let's get it on.
All right, let's get this Shaq party started. All right, who is the only team to beat the Celtics at the Boston Garden during the 85-86 regular postseason? Oh, regular and postseason. Was it A, the Lakers, B, the Trailblazers, or C, the Sixers?
Jerome.
76ers, he guessed. No. Sorry about that, Jerome.
Rich.
Rich for the steal.
I mean, just because of the rivalry, I would have went Sixers too, but since he was wrong, Lakers?
No.
Dak Nabbit, Rich.
Celtics and the Boston Garden at the Boston Garden during the 85-86 regular season, Trail Blazers.
Yeah.
Blazers won on December 6th, 85. Boston's total home record was an insane 50-1.
I think there should be a rule. If you get it wrong with two answers left, you are not eligible to answer the next question.
I get to smack you in the face.
It's 50-50, sure, right?
No, I get to kick you.
Then you can't answer the next one.
Shaq gets to kick you.
I get to hit you with my shoe.
We'll take that in front of the rules committee next offseason.
I'm going to hit you with my size 16.
All right, round two. Nobody gets that one.
Round two. Which player has the most career blocks in the finals? A, Hakeem Olajuwon, B, Tim Duncan, or C, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Jerome.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes!
Woo! Captain has an amazing number. He has 116 blocks.
He just stood there. He didn't even have to lift his arm.
Wow.
116. That's crazy. All right, Jerome is on the board as we move to round three.
When I was little, I was never really little, but when I was a little kid.
When you were young.
I used to wear extra large diapers.
Oh.
I used to play with my stepfather's cool colored ABA basketball. When did the ABA and NBA merge? A, 1980, B, 1978, or C, 1976?
Dan.
Beyer.
76.
Yes.
There he is.
Beyer gets on the board.
August 1976.
Yes, that's right. August of 76.
Can we name an ABA team that didn't make the cut?
I don't know. Can you?
Try to remember.
Kentucky Colonels, right?
Yeah, I feel like there was one they highlighted on winning time a bunch.
The Tropics.
Continue, right. Shaq.
Beyer and Jerome both on the board as we moved to round four.
What was the most points ever scored by the legend Michael Jordan in one game? A, 65, B, 69, or C, 72?
Dan.
Beyer for the win.
69.
Yes!
Oh, baby!
It's W!
69!
Funny story about that one. Stacey King, after the game, said he'll never forget the night he and Michael Jordan combined for 70.
That was...
That's awesome.
That's against the Cavs in 1990.
Good knowledge there. Beyer gets another W on his record. That's 17 for Beyer now.
And thank you, Jerome.
Yeah. Jerome in Texas driving that big rig. We thank you for listening.
Hey, enjoy the games tonight. Let me tell you, Knicks are going to win. Magic.
and I'm going Pacers tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
From the horse's mouth.
Later, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you, Shaq. We'll see you next week.
Later, guys.
We have all the stars on this show.
He's gigantic, that guy.
He's enormous.
And I wasn't trying to penalize Rich. What I was saying was, it gives you more of a, do I want to take the 50-50 with the risk of maybe if I don't know the answer, or because it would take me out of that was the whole dilemma.
No, I agreed, which is why I didn't answer the next question. I think it's fair. If you're going to take a shot at the 50-50 and you get it wrong, you should not be able to answer the next question.
Is that why Shaq was holding his shoe on his way out?
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, it hits you with it. Man. All right.
Thank you, Shaq.
Yeah, thank you, Wack Diesel. Every Tuesday, giving away prizes.
Let's go to Dan Byer for an update. The big winner. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. I'm sure we'll be hearing about it throughout the night. Mike Trout just speaking. Got emotional when talking with reporters that he's going to need knee surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee out indefinitely. Angels GM Perry Manassian says that the injury is not believed to be a season ender. But again, Trout, who is tied for first for the most home runs in the entire big league so far this season with 10, now going to be out indefinitely for an Angels team that has lost 8 of their last 10. Earlier today, the Cardinals scored twice in the top of the ninth to beat the Tigers 2-1. It's game one of a doubleheader. Astros option first baseman Jose Abreu to their minor league complex in Florida. It appears Joel Embiid's going to play tonight. Showed up at the arena. The Sixers center missed shoot around this morning because of a migraine. Sixers and Knicks, 7 o'clock Eastern. Knicks up 3-1 in the series. They want to have Bojan Bogdanovic, who's out for the rest of the season. He'll need foot surgery. Magic and Cavs, 8 Eastern. Pacers and Bucks, 9:30 Eastern time. Pacers can close that out with a win. They're up 3-1. Milwaukee likely without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Giannis has a calf injury that is now very similar to the injury that Kristaps Porzingis has for the Boston Celtics. Celtics calling it a calf strain. He's going to miss game 5, and reports say he'll miss several games in this postseason because of the injury. Heat without Jaime Jaquez Jr. for tomorrow's game 5 because of a hip injury, and the Clippers have already ruled out Kawhi Leonard for tomorrow's game against the Mavericks. Champions League semis first leg, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid played to a 2-2 draw. And guys, TV ratings for the NFL draft in Sports Business Journal says for the 3-day event, they were down 3% from a year ago. First round viewership on Thursday, though, was the highest since 2021. Back to you guys.
You know why? Because there was 275,000 people there, so they weren't watching on TV.
But also,
I find it hard to believe.
Keep in mind, though, 6 quarterbacks went in the first round, so all the pizzazz, a lot of offensive players, you know, and keep in mind, more offensive players than ever. Then all of a sudden, then second round or so, defense started coming in. So
because it didn't seem like it lost any flair this year. I mean, it just seemed like a magnificent, massive event.
Let me pose a question to you.
Yeah,
and you could think about it, and maybe we could wrap the show with it today.
Okay. I don't want to overpromise because we did promise something.
What did we promise?
You're such a pea brain.
Such a pea brain.
You know, Shaq was right about you. I heard him. He's like, that guy. Honestly, that guy's a fool.
Oh, your Ozempic hypothetical?
Yes.
Save that for tomorrow.
Sure.
Save it for tomorrow.
It's not a hypothetical. It's a story.
No, but I think it's also a more lengthy conversation. I don't want to rush it. This is quick. Ezekiel Elliott. Going to be doing stint 2 with the Cowboys, a la Herschel Walker, who, you know, we all know the famous trade to Minnesota, came back, played behind Emmitt Smith for 1 year, primarily as a kick returner, right? When was the last time you remember the second time being any good for a player on a team? Like, reunited! And to me, it's so far and few between where the reunion is nice. And a lot of times it's nice because they get to say farewell to the fans a la Pujols or Ichiro or someone like that. But when was the last time a guy came back to his OG team and was actually productive? Productive, Covino, is the key word there.
That's a tough one because they always do it.
I feel like there was a Yankee that came back and hit a bomb. Did Tino?
The Bam Tino, man.
Yeah, Bam Tino came back and hit some bombs and went on a nice little run.
It's funny you said that because look what I was searching.
Bam Tino.
The Bam Tino Martinez.
Anyone come to mind for you, DB?
But again, Tino was a Mariner, but he won with the Yankees. I associate him with the Yankees, came back to the Yankees and played well.
You're talking end of career, correct?
Yeah,
because end of LeBron's career. Return, I think, would be the
bingo. That's the one. He's the
bingo.
One.
Bingo.
Bingo. He might be the one, Dan Beyer, that it could be beginning, middle, or end. I mean, Zeke's not that old.
Sure.
I mean, so I think the fact that LeBron came back to Cleveland, won a championship, I don't know if anyone's ever been on a team, was the star of that team, left, came back, and their second stint was really productive that much at all.
It was a good one, yeah. Usually, like you said, it's a farewell.
As you always say, it's like
Griffey,
a relationship.
Junior,
it's like imagine you ever break up with a girl, date her again years later, and you always say it's the pet cemetery version of that girl.
Like, I don't say that. A lot of like books have said that.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
you
when
know.
I would research books on how to get her back, they would always say,
she'll never be the same.
You can get her back, but it's going to be a shell of the original version. It'll never be the same one. They'll be the same way.
So if you have a thought about this or an example, LeBron James is clearly, thank you, DB, number one answer on the board. What player was a star on a team? Stars. Baseball, football, basketball. You know, the four majors, hot dog eating. Hockey you could throw in there.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An assassin comes to town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.